Like a dinosaur standing in the middle of the living room, the specter of a work stoppage or strike by all of West Virginia teachers and service personnel, including all employees of the Pocahontas County Schools, loomed over the Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting on Monday, February the 19th. The West Virginia legislature has passed a wage package for school personnel, which includes a 2% raise next year with a 1% raise the following year. They also agreed to not increase the workers' portion of the Public Employees Insurance Agency, or PEIA, costs for 16 months. To the statewide teacher and service personnel unions, however, this was not a good enough offer to avoid a walkout. On Wednesday afternoon, February 21st, the Pocahontas County Schools officially announced that the schools will be closed on Thursday and Friday, February the 22nd and 23rd, along with all the other schools in the state due to this walkout by school employees. Whether or not the work stoppage is extended into the following week or weeks remains unresolved at this time and will be addressed in Charleston. In response to all this, the Pocahontas County Board of Education unanimously approved a resolution supporting the school employees. Listen as Ruth Bland reads this resolution at the board meeting.
Resolution. Whereas the Pocahontas County Board of Education values all school employees and believes that all employees are an integral part of our school system, and whereas the Pocahontas County Board of Education recognizes the work and dedication of all of our employees, and whereas the Pocahontas County Board of Education recognizes that our county's future is dependent on a quality education of all students in our schools, and whereas the Pocahontas County Board of Education recognizes that the average salary for a West Virginia teacher is 48th in the nation, and that our employees deserve a long overdue increase in pay with competitive wages and improved insurance benefits, and whereas the Pocahontas County Board of Education recognizes that the school system, employees, students, parents, guardians, and volunteers fosters a sense of community in Pocahontas County, and whereas the Pocahontas County Board of Education recognizes the beneficial impact of a fully funded Public Employees Insurance Agency, PEIA, not only to the employees of Pocahontas County Schools, but also to all publicly employed community members, whereas the West Virginia legislature has not responded with appropriate legislation to address these issues. Therefore, let it be proclaimed that the Pocahontas County Board of Education fully supports a legislative wage increase for all school employees and the passage of legislation to fully fund the Public Employees Insurance Agency, PEIA, and pleads with the West Virginia Legislature to address these requests appropriately and in a timely manner. Adopted by the Board of Education, Pocahontas County, West Virginia, on February 19, 2018.
The Pocahontas County Board of Education thus became the 30th West Virginia County Board of Education to adopt similar resolutions supporting their school employees. Superintendent Beam arrived late for the meeting, having just returned from a meeting with all 55 county school superintendents in the state to discuss this possible work stoppage. He said there was some disagreement among superintendents about how to handle the situation, but they all agreed with the union proposals that school athletics, especially basketball and wrestling playoff tournaments, should continue despite the walkout. He said that because the state still requires 180 days of instruction, it seems that any time missed because of any work stoppages or strikes would have to be made up at the end of the year. In part two of this story, we will cover the other items discussed and voted on at this meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.